Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya ibul Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We commence in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Peace and peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family, as well as his noble companions alayhim ridwan. Dear viewers, you are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom, and let's commence with this beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, man salla alayya mi'atan katab Allahu bayna aynayhi bara'atan min an-nifaq wa bara'atan min an-nar wa askanahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamati ma'a ash-shuhada. The one who recites 100 times through the Pak upon me, man salla alayya mi'atan, the one who recites Darood and Salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times, Allah azza wa jalla will inscribe between his eyes that he is freed from hypocrisy as well as the fire of hell. And on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, he will be raised amongst the shuhada, amongst the martyrs. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, dear viewers, our discussion and topic is in relation to saving our time and getting rid of the bad habits. How can a person identify the bad and the evil traits and habits he has, getting rid of them and exchanging them with good ones is our discussion. Stay tuned and lock with us until the end of today's episode and program. As usual, dear viewers, we have a kalam which we would like for the viewers to listen and invoke, Subhanallah, develop muhabba and love and enthusiasm for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the city of Aqsa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every other thing that's attached to him. It's going to be a powerful pack and important episode and discussion, dear viewers, something not to be missed. You have new targets, you have new ambitions, new goals, new achievements. And before you get out there to grab them, pay attention, focus, and understand, because we often adopt habits unwillingly or unknowingly. It's like that, dear viewers. Good and bad habits play an important role in bringing about success and failure respectively in our lives. Do you know, dear viewers, it is stated in a research that we do 40% of the work throughout the day habitually, not willingly. Allahu Akbar. Aap soch rahe hain aise kaise? Because bad habits are like a soft and warm bed used in winter. It is easy to get into such a bed, but it is very difficult to get out of it. However, if a person admits his mistake and corrects it, so it paves the way for success. Allahu Akbar. There are prerequisites, there are things that you should do and don't before. So what is the first thing that you should do before you pave the way of success? The first thing is that you should develop the mindset that if it is your own responsibility to get rid of your bad habits, then you should do so. Because you are the person who could make a change to these habits, dear viewers, if they are bad ones. Do not wait for anyone else to fulfill this responsibility of yours unless you intend to bring positive changes to your character. Because bad habits will not and can never be changed. You need to be the person who wants to make this inner change first. You know, a change is something linked to a door. Jo bahar se aata hai, wo sirf darwaze pe dastak de sakta hai. He can only knock on the door. Darwaza to andar hi se khola jata hai. The door is always open from the inside and never. Of course, the doors are open from either sides, but when you are a visitor, the doors are open from the inside. You can make this change from the inside within yourself, dear viewers. Good habits and bad habits. There are so many issues and matters that face us, dear viewers, from day to day in our day-to-day lives. And this is only because of the evil and bad habits we have. So, how can I get started? Hum kahan se shuruaat kare? Allahu Akbar. It is stated that the first thing, make an analysis of your bad habits, distinguishing good ones from the evil ones. Yahan aap kadam rakhe hain. Pehle aap yahan hain. Identify them. Go through all the habits that you have. From talking, speaking, walking, eating, drinking, day-to-day life. What time do you get up in the morning? What time do you go to bed? How you communicate with people? What are your habits when you stop at the station for petrol? What is your habit when you're on the robot, for example? What is your habit when it comes to the salah times? How is your habit when it comes to giving people, treating them well, having good mannerism, good akhlaq? Know yourself more than anyone else, dear viewers of Madani Channel. If you make an impartial and fair analysis, then most definitely you will discover yourself. When you will do this introspection, you will discover your qualities and faults. Dono aapke samne honge. For instance, what are the things which you cannot put up with? What causes you to get angry soon? What are the actions which make you happy when you do them? What triggers you? What motivates you? Understand this. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of Islam, subhanAllah. Islam has taught us all of this. You are a huge machine on your own. This is such an impressive and astounding machine, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that no man can invent something like this. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made you naturally like that. Whatever you put your body into, just for a few days, whatever you put your body into, your body would become like that. As you plan yourself, as you train yourself to make it part of your routine, to make it part of your life, you will have to pave the way, you will have to walk the way, and your body will immune, your body will adjust to anything you put it through. It's natural, it's within yourself, it's a built-in system, dear viewers. We need to know how to use it, subhanAllah. We need to know how can we get ourselves habitual to these actions and these things, because everything is evolving, everything is revolving and moving. The night merging into the day merging into the night. Look at the Quran, understand this from the Holy Quran. He Azza wa Jalla has taught us, look at the blood in the body that's circulating. Everything is moving and everything has its time, everything is fixed. Allah wants you to be disciplined. We have the 5 daily prayers in our day. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Why we have these 5 daily prayers? Everything is fixed for its time, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created the night for you to rest. The day for you to work, for you to go and look for your sustenance, to work for it. The night is meant for you to rest unless you have a nighttime job, you have a night shift. Unless you have some important work to carry out. If you don't have any important work, then rest, because the few hours that you have in the first portion of the night is much more beneficial than the hours that you may receive in the last portion of the night when you go to sleep. Sleep is so important for those who want to adopt and want to have and want to make and bring about good habits within yourself. Rest yourself so that you could sleep early. Sleeping is not only healthy, but it will make you wealthy as well. جو جلدی سوتا ہے جو جلدی نیند کرتا ہے اس نیت سے کہ ہم صبح کو نماز پڑھیں گے نماز فجر ادا کریں گے اس کے بعد پھر ہم بزنس کریں گے I will go and earn رزق حلال early birds catch the early worms this is the famous saying the one who wakes up early will find the barakah and blessings in his rizq because money and wealth is placed in the first portion of the morning in the early parts in the early hours of the morning Allahu Akbar. There are so many ways, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we can try to start and initiate this from somewhere. We have many habits. We think they are good. But when it's done in public, others would notice the habit and the bad habits that we have. For the identification of one's habits, one can also take the help of a friend, dear viewers. Take the help of a friend, of a life partner. Because it's very difficult to find your own faults. Agar dekhe bhi toh hume yehi lagta ki achha hi hai. Kisi aur se aap lein. Somebody who's your friend, a very close friend, let him have this constructive criticism with you. To perform this, to do this with you, to bring out your mistakes without you taking any offense to it. Allow this partner of yours to bring out those faults of yours for which you can rectify. Set your priorities. List the bad habits. Your top priority out of all should be to give up those bad habits which are necessary to be given up without any delay, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. What can be a bad habit? Ye bahut buri aadat hai ki namaz ka waqt hai aur hum namaz ko use aya kar dete hain. Waqt ko use aya kar dete hain. Time ko. Time ka khayal nahi karte hain. It's a very bad habit. Get into the habit of protecting your salah, establishing your salah. Get into the habit of never compromising with your salah. It is the mi'raj of a Muslim. It is the coolness to the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is namaz which will make you earn the proximity and the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shame upon those people who would allow the time of salah to elapse. And without any consideration for salah, without any remorse and regret, the times of other salah will kick in, even that time would then elapse. And a person has no remorse and regret for missing almost 3, 4, 5 daily salahs a day. May Allah protect us. And if a person who reads his salah, but he is in the habit of just not paying attention to the time, understand that this is the first bad habit that we have, that we do not perform our salah on time. Besides being a bad habit, it will earn you gunas and sin. A person will become distant to the hellfire. He will become deserving for punishment for missing a salah deliberately without any reasons, shari'i reasons. Make repentance and start offering salah, dear viewers of Madani channel. Also, make a calculation for all the missed salah and start offering them that you have missed in your life. This is the first way for you to come about, to get started, inshallah. Let's move forward, dear viewers. It is very difficult to make these changes instantly. But do not lose courage, do not lose focus. Think that you cannot change yourself. Therefore, change your habits one by one, one at a time. Allahu Akbar. If you have the habit of being late all the time, stop this being late. Allahu Akbar. Jiha, you should ponder how much of time do you even get late of? 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour? What is the time that I always get late for? Then think about all the causes that puts you back. Is it the time that I get up in the morning? I need those last 5 minutes sleep before my alarm goes on. But if you program yourself, if you put yourself into a habit, set the alarm, make niyyah, inshallah azza wa jalla, you will wake up and Allah has made your body in such a way that after a few days, bas 3-4 din ke baad, aap alarm se bhi pehle utna shuru kar jayenge. You will start waking up before even your alarm. Jiha, I'm sure you have tested this. I'm sure this may have happened to you that sometimes you wake up before the alarm because you have put your body through this channel. You have programmed yourself, your mind, you made niyyah. And when it's done repeatedly for the next 3, 4, 5 days, within a week, a person becomes immune to that. He will get used to that trend, to that habit. That will become part of his life and his second nature. And then he will start waking up. So sleep early, wake up in the morning, perform your Salatul Fajr. And then do not get late for work. Get out of bed. Get yourself prepared and ready for your office, for your work. Instead of procrastinating, instead of waiting, instead of passing and killing time, I would leave now in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, and then you're stuck in traffic, and then you want to beat the traffic, and then there's an accident on the road, and everyone thinks the same, and everyone wants to leave through the same channel. It will cause a chaos. Allahu Akbar. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many, many ways we can change ourselves. Many times we make promise to ourselves to change ourselves, but we fail to fulfill it. In such a situation, what should we do? Do not lose hope and courage. And nor should you think that you will not be able to give up any bad habit. Impossible. Why is it such? There is no bad habit that's within me that I cannot give up. If I want to, I must be able to give it up at any time in my life. Consider it to be a temporary failure and speed up your efforts for success. Do not look back. Look forward. Be determined, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah, companionship produces its efforts as well as its effects upon a person. If you have a companion, subhanallah, you have power with you, you have motivation around you. Therefore, keep the company of those who have good habits. Keep the company of those people that will not remind you of the evil that you got to carry out throughout the day or night. Don't be around people who swear and yell and shout and use vulgarism. They are into the habit of that. That every word they speak will be swearing, will be vulgarism. Such friends should not be in the cycle of your friendship. Adopt the company of the pious. Adopt the company of those who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, of those who have taqwa and piety. Adopt the company of people who will get up early and go to work. Adopt the company of the righteous people, of people who put in efforts and not lazy people. So this environment of yours needs to be created that will put you into the mode and motivation of doing something good, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls. May Allah Azza wa Jalla shower rain of mercies and blessings upon all those who watched Madani Channel and who have been sharing this with others for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, this is the situation. You know, many of us don't understand, but we have these habits that we have daily, but we don't understand why. Some have the habit of coming from work, throwing their things around, bag, shoes, clothes, causing a little mess. It's a habit from childhood, from the time of school, schooling days, working days, and now married life. It doesn't stop. It becomes part of your life. But having good akhlaq, good habits within your nature will cause you success. Many such people became successful. Jihad, dear viewers, can you believe it? Just because of being neat and tidy and clean, because of liking something like that. A young man, a story that I have read, a young man who considered going to overseas to work. So he was invited for an interview for a role abroad. Allahu Akbar. So as he arrived at the office, it is said that he saw some people leaving the office with disappointment clearly visible on their faces. So he was slightly nervous as well when he saw that these people have left the office. Perhaps maybe they never get the job or the interview never go well. He sat there until his name was called out. And this person, now he starts to walk and makes his way towards the office. Jahan pe jis room mein usko bulaya ja raha hai, us room ki taraf ye banda ja raha hai. As he walked down the corridor, he continued walking and then he seen some lights that were on. Unnecessarily, he switched them off. He goes further and he sees some chairs which were misplaced. And he positions them into their places, respectively, and then he goes into the door, into the room, opens the door into the room. He sits for the interview by the interviewers that were around him. They greeted him, and thereafter, one of the interviewers said to him, "Well, in writing, you have got this job." This person is like astounded. "Why would I get the job? You haven't discussed anything with me. You haven't spoken to me. Bas, you have taken the basic requirements. Aapne bas naam hi poocha, aur naam poochne ke baad chand baaton ke baad aapne mujhko job hi de diya hai. Mere bare mein mazid kuch jante hi nahi hai. You don't know much about me. Why did you give me the job?" So one of the interviewers mentioned to him that, "See, look onto this monitor. Before you had entered this room, we were watching you from the screen and we had admired what you had done, because this is what we were looking for. Someone who would take care of these things as well. You saw that the lights were on for no reason and you decided to off them. You saw the chairs that were placed, misplaced, and you put them in their correct places." Allahu Akbar. Somebody who loves neatness and tidiness. So this company is in need of such a person. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the young man got this job because of the etiquettes and habits he learned from his parents. Maa baap ne jo sikhaya us bacche ko. Zahir si baat hai, bachcha isi tarah to bada hota hai ki jo ghar mein seekhta hai, jo sikhaya jata hai usse. All of this is learnt in the very young days, dear viewers. Some bad habits and good habits are learned from that age. Every person, everybody should adopt good habits and refrain from bad habits. Bad habits and traits are toxic and effective. Allahu Akbar. Jihad, they will affect us and those around us as well. A father who thinks that this habit that I have got will only affect me. Your children are watching you. Sooner or later, it will affect them. A person who smokes also affects the one who's around him. So the one who's toxic, the one who's affected with this, you know, toxic environment situation of having evil and bad traits and habits, those around them also get affected by it. May Allah Kareem have mercy upon us, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us for those people who had trained their tongues to become toxic with foul language. Allahu Akbar. Bas hamari zabane jo hai, they have become immune to that. They have become too used to speaking unnecessarily, swearing, yelling, cheating from the tongue, swearing and hurting the feelings of others. That tongue alone causes so much of problems, dear viewers. So it is a bad habit of the tongue. Allahu Akbar. What measures have you taken to take control of this tongue, which puts you into problem over and again, over and again? Every year, every month, every week, we say we're not going to do this. But it is the tongue which causes those problems. Have we trained our nafs, ourselves, our egoism, how to remain silent? When to talk and when not to talk, dear viewers. This is very important because the limbs of a person says to the tongue, if you remain upright, we will remain safe. Imagine the tongue, the limbs of a person says to the tongue every day, if you remain upright, we will remain safe. If you become rebellious, we will suffer the consequences. For example, the tongue swears. The tongue swears such languages that others get upset at. And into the rage of anger, they will start beating the person for it, not the tongue for it. Nobody beats the tongue. Let me beat this tongue for saying the wrong. The other body parts gets the hiring. It's the other body parts that are beaten. So in such instance, it is said the tongue hides away, but the body suffers the consequences on its behalf. Allahu Akbar. Ab is zaban ko kaun sambhale? How do we take control of this? It is due to this tongue, my marriage is a flop. It is due to the tongue, my parents don't like me. It is due to the tongue, my ustad and my asatiz are upset with me. It is due to the tongue, others don't show respect to me. Because of my tongue, people don't want to come close to me. It's because of my tongue, of my words, selection of words. Others choose to be my friend or not. It's because of how I speak to them, how I behave with them. اس زبان سے نہ جانے کتنے مسائل کا سامنا ہم کرتے رہتے ہیں لیکن کیا ہم اس چیز کا خیال رکھتے ہیں Have we made any initiative, taken any initiative behind these 32 soldiers and two gates? Keep it locked. No matter who provokes you to say something evil and bad, by you sharing your opinion, by you saying something, will it cause and make any major difference? If not, then keep silent. Keep your words to yourself. Advise when needed. Advise looking at situation. And if after your advice it's not going in your favor, have patience and sabr without losing your temper. You got to force yourself into getting rid of the bad habits and bringing about good habits. It's not going to happen itself. It's not. You don't have a magical stick. You got to believe in yourself that you could do this, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. Some people seem to have a natural tendency to cause trouble for others. For example, it's natural. Naturally, they would buy items on credit but do not pay the credit on time, unnecessarily delaying payments without any reason. It's a natural habit to do something like that. Some people will hire the builders and refuse to pay them once the project or the job is completed. Why? It's a natural habit. Some people announce that they will spend money on the masjid and madrasa, so on and so forth. When time comes, sometimes they may even have the money, but just delay the payments. I am busy right now, tomorrow, today, tomorrow, and it never gets done. And majority of the time, as I say, people have the money, but we just delay the payments. Someone delaying someone's salary for no reason. Someone delaying someone's inheritance for no reason. Someone delaying someone's transfer papers for no reason. People do this out of a habit for no reason whatsoever. It's evil. It's bad. It's putting people into trouble and problem, causing problems for them. This is against the dignity of a believer. Believer doesn't behave like this. A believer is he who paves the way for his Muslim brother. A believer is he who removes the thorn from the path for his believing brother to pass without any problems. He paves the way for his believer. Zakat is once a year, not once in a lifetime, once a year. Charity is every day in your life. Can you believe it? Islam emphasizes on these things for you to do from day to day, so that wo aapke life aur zindagi ka ek hissa ban jaye, part ban jaye. It should become part of you, inseparable, dear viewers of Madini Channel. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would practice these actions and then say to his companions, 70 times in a day he would make istighfar. Do we do so? If not, get into the habit. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had such habits, which should be our habits. But unfortunately, once in a lifetime, we practice those sunnahs, which are so important, which makes us better humans. Allahu Akbar. May Allah have mercy on us. Dear viewers, for now, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we break for this beautiful kalam. Allahu Akbar. Madine ka safar hai. Aur main namdida namdida by none other than Abu Rukneshura Haj Abdul Habib al-Tari Sallamahu al-Bari. May Allah Kareem extend his shadow above our heads. Very beautifully recited. It is the fikr of Madinatul Munawwara, the zikr of Madinatul Munawwara. Get yourself closer to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen from your hearts, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and allow your hearts to be saturated through the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will speak about procrastination. We will speak about promptness. We will speak about the importance of time. These are the things which will make us better, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and make us get rid of this evil and bad habits that we have in our lives. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں اور مدنی چینل کے ناظرین، الحمدللہ عز و جل، بچپن میں جو مجھے یاد پڑتا ہے، زندگی میں سب سے پہلے اگر میں نے کوئی نعت پڑھی تھی تو وہ یہی نعت تھی جو آج میں آپ کے سامنے ایک بار پھر پیش کر رہا ہوں.
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں، دنیا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں.
بابا کہاں چلے؟
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح، میں جانب طیبہ چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح، میں جانب طیبہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ، کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ پیچیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ۔ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ، نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ۔
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں، مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں۔ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ، ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ۔
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے، بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے۔ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ، مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ۔
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ۔
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر، وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر، فراق طیبہ میں میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. قربان جائیں, سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. وی لو دا سٹی آف مدینۃ المنورہ, وی لو دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سید اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ سے اس حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا, حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا, ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے. سبحان اللہ. دس واز رکن شورا حاجی عبد الحبیب الطاری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ. His andaz and his week, his way is unique, subhanallah. It's amazing, and may we increase and develop such muhabba and love in our hearts for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who love the beloved Rasul and follow his sunnah, dear viewers of Madani channel, these bad habits and traits are not found in their lifestyle. They are successful. True and successful people don't face procrastination. Procrastination for some people is a very big problem in this life. They delay every task, big or small. It is stated about such people ki wo har bill ko har mahine ke aakhri tarikh ko hi pay karte hain. Tuition fees on the deadline, lights and water for the home on the deadline, house bill and rental to pay on the deadline. Allahu Akbar. Some people only realize the urgency of any matter in the last moment, and then only people become active. In fact, some people are so overcome with procrastination to such an extent, dear viewers, that even when they pray their salah, they pray their namaz in the last time that namaz can be read. Going somewhere, doing something, sleeping, waking up, whatever they do, they delay it. And this is a bad habit, procrastination. کیوں کر رہے ہوتے ہیں ہمیں نہیں پتا, بس ہم عادی ہو چکے ہیں. We have become habitual for wasting and delaying, for delaying matters, decisions to take, important decisions to take. ابھی نہیں, کل کرتے ہیں, کل آ جاتے, پرسوں کرتے ہیں. When one day, and like this our age have gone, our time has passed, and we are getting weaker and weaker, and we are saying we're going to carry out this action. It's impossible. It's impossible, dear viewers of Madani channel. As you are younger, you are stronger, and what you want to do now, this is the time. You want to perform ibadah, perform worship for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why are you planning to do in your 50s? When your back will be hunched, when you'll be weaker as compared to now. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, such examples of youngness and power and mighty, our predecessors have given us, our buzurgani deen have guided us and given us such beautiful examples to understand how this lifetime is and how we should behave here. It's like a person who is healthy and strong, and he says, I would not remove this tree now, since I am told to remove this tree from here, I will do this next year. Would next year this tree not become stronger than it is? And as a human, would this person not become weaker as he is? As compared to what he is right now, next year he would be weaker. This tree would be stronger. So what you would want to do and how you would want to do it, you should do it as you have good health. If it's jaiz, it's permissible, it's allowed in Islam, go for it, but do not procrastinate. Do not wait, dear viewers, unnecessarily. This is a huge problem amongst the youngsters and the youth of today as well. May Allah Kareem have mercy upon us. We attended a meeting with an important individual after 45 minutes discussion that was scheduled was concluded and left. The person who arranged the meeting was impressed. Why? Because of the person leaving on time, leaving promptly, dear viewers of Madani Channel. When you meet someone, leave immediately after the task or business is concluded, is discussed. Do not sit and waste time. Do not take up time of others. Loitering without any purpose will waste everyone's time. Value your time. Those who don't value their own time can never value the time of others. And it's often seen that after the main kaam, the main work is done, whatever purpose you have, you went there with, when that's done, then people are indulged in conversations and talks for no reason, and that's just killing time and passing time. So promptness is very important. Doing things in its fixed time, in appropriate time, and making all good things part of your nature. Be consistent with what you do. Be consistent. You read salah, not once in a while, but be consistent with your salah. You give charity, mashallah, mubarak, go for it. Continue giving charity. Be consistent. Be firm upon that, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Have istiqamat in giving charity in the way and path of Allah for His pleasure. So, there are other habits, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we have, and some habits are such that some people have the habit of just not listening to others or to any person who speaks to him, as though they are the only people who have an opinion and their way is the only correct way and there's no other way than that. This is incorrect, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is nothing but conceit. Jihan, who would not give hearing to the opinions of others and feel as if only their opinion should be heard. It's a bad habit. Allah Kareem hame isse bhi bachaye. Dekhiye na, this is the beautiful, fragrant mahol, environment of Da'wat Islami. And once again, I invite you in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. Da'wat Islami has taught us that whatever we offer as a suggestion, to always preface it as a humble suggestion. So, hum kya kehte hain? Ye hamara naqis mashwara hai. Allahu Akbar. Though others who are senior may look at this in a different way and would appreciate this, because you would say, this is my worthless suggestion, my naqis suggestion, and give preference to the suggestions of others, implying that other party may not be or not accept it. That's a different thing altogether. One should not consider it to be a shortcoming in his status if other party, if other people do not proceed according to his suggestion. The favor is not in yours, in your opinion, for what you have said. It's fine. There's no regrets. Allahu Akbar. There's no shortcoming in the status of the person whose mashwara was not taken. Many a times, Sahaba alayhim ridwan would sit with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would present their suggestions in the bargah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam would take the suggestions of his companions alayhim ridwan. Sometimes he would not sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and sometimes he would. Like the suggestion of Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was taken during the trend, the battle of the trend. And to prepare this trend, it was his mashwara, his fruitful mashwara, which he had presented. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had accepted. So whenever you present, whenever you are in a gathering and you have to offer what's your mashwara, what's your viewpoint, always remember others also have. Learn to respect what they say. Allow them to finish talk. Then have the habit of discussing and talking instead of cutting the conversation of others. Instead of not allowing them to finish what they want to say, it's a good habit to allow others to complete their sentences, to be a good listener, if you're a good talker as well. Subhanallah. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, people who have the habit of borrowing things, borrowing utensils, borrowing clothes, borrowing cars, Allahu Akbar, borrowing other people's motorbikes. In some countries where motorbikes are used often, like in India and Pakistan, motorbikes are often borrowed by neighbors and friends and family members, vehicles in many other places. But the problem is that people who have the habit of borrowing motorcycles or cars or vehicles, it's hard to get things out of your, even from your neighbor, because you are concerned that the answer would be no. People aren't there out there full on helping people. But even if you found a person who wants to borrow you, the next person should have the habit of returning the vehicle while it's refilled. The petrol should be replaced, the car should be tidy and clean and neat before giving it back. Allahu Akbar. But others would not respect this, would not treat the car as the actual owner would treat the car. He would not treat the things owned by that person as his own personal things. What we own ourselves is respected. It's honored. And something that belongs to the next person, we would treat it anyhow. We don't care, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So people who are into the habit of borrowing, learn when to ask and when not to ask, and what type of things to ask from what type of people, dear viewers. This is very, 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 very important, because if you see the condition or some people's habit of keeping their own vehicles clean and tidy, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, whether it is the offices that's scattered with papers everywhere, or it is a vehicle that has crisp and oily crisps heaped under the seats and crumbs sitting into the deep pockets and creases of the interior of the vehicle, take the initiative to clean your car regularly. It should become part of your habit that you sit in this vehicle. It takes you to your work daily. Through these wheels, you are able to do so many other things from day to day, month to month, year to year. So take care of this vehicle. It will take care of you and take you from where to where you want to go. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of Islam. It teaches us. It molds us into this pak, pure, tayyib person. This person who likes cleanliness. This person who's prompt. This person who does not procrastinate. This person who has good manners, good akhlaq, good adab. Allahu Akbar. Although people, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, it's unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable. But many people, complacent in when it comes to the basic self-care. No importance. They refuse to shower daily. Trim their mustache or neaten their beard, clip their nails. There is no excuses for unkempt hair, dear viewers, untrimmed nails. There's no excuses for foul smelling in the body, clothes or socks, any portion of the body. There's no excuses. Islam wants you to be clean, wants you to obtain purity of the inner self as well as the appearance of the person, from the beard to your hair to your clothes to your tidiness. Look at the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cleanliness is a central teaching of Islam. As fortunate as it may be, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the recent pandemic has made people think carefully about hygiene. Yes or no? Yes, it has done. The hygiene measures which are being preached today, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought them and more than 1,400 years ago. Aaj hum ye so practice kar rahe hain aur hum ye samajhte hain ki humse zyada koi clean nahi hai. This is done. This was done. It is done and it will always be promoted in Islam. Be clean, be pak, be saf. Obtain purity. Stay in the state of purity at all times. Allahu Akbar. Train your kids to be in this. Get into the habit of training your kids from a young age. Understand their stubbornness of different levels. And within that, how do you work? If the mother keeps the child clean from a young age by applying oil, perfume, by bathing the child regularly, combing their hair, changing the clothes, so on and so forth, and teaching the child to pick up things nicely, to keep things clean, Allahu Akbar, then this will become the style of this child as the child grows. But if kids are not taught this, how will they learn about cleanliness? Subhanallah, this is the beauty of Islam, dear viewers of Madani Channel. When some people receive food from a friend in a container, it's a good habit, mashallah, they would return the container back with food in it again. And not just empty-handed, right? Uske andar khana bhi hota hai. Kuch log jo hai, usko khali haath lota dete hain. Lekin it's part of good manners and we are promoting good manners, mashallah. Subhanallah. That understand the needs of others. Understand the wishes of others as well. It's a humble appeal, it's a humble plea from myself that we all, including myself, forego bad habits and adopt good habits, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Understand the spirit of Islam, understand the beauty of Islam. From all the points that we had discussed about cleanliness, about teaching our children, about forming the habit of performing salah in its fixed time, become punctual, become habitual to these actions, become accustomed to the good things and not the bad things. You got to force yourself and make yourself and mold yourself into that. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a rough road for you, but just for a month or two, for 20 days or 30 days, when you practice this, like in the month of Ramadan, for 30 days, when you practice fasting, it becomes easier to fast for another week thereafter. Many people who keep the fast of Shawwal, it's easier for them. Why? Because they had fasted from Ramadan. Many people who fasted in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, they will find it much more easier to fast in the month of Ramadan. Get into the habit. Today we are running behind Allahu Akbar, sophisticated mechanisms and computers and science and technology. What you are within yourself, it's amazing. Human intellect cannot comprehend what Allah has created within yourself, within your body. Program your mind and your body will aid you to become that person. It's first you within yourself. Do I want my body to be used to this sin or that virtue and good deed? Subhanallah. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah, azza wa jalla, let's form the habit to speak kind words. Let's form the habit of speaking the truth. Let's get into the habit of not covering up. When you are in a problem, be upfront and right and honest about whatever you are going through. In school, with your relationship, whatever is going on in school, the reason for you not focusing in school or in madrasa, be upfront with this, about this with your parents. Let them know. Why aren't you able to focus? What's worrying you? What's an obstacle? Don't worry of what will happen thereafter. You take responsibility of this. Work towards it. Don't give up. Or else you would spend next 10 years crying about this matter and not focusing on how we can rectify it. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we all have neighbors, right? We all have neighbors that we live around in our vicinity, in our areas, and we have a very beautiful guldasta, Madani Pearl, that we would like to listen and watch, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, with relation to serving neighbors, the rights of neighbors, and there's a lot of other things, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. It's a short message. Let's hear this message, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, until we return. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, search for a neighbor before purchasing a home. Subhanallah, what beautiful advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We search for everything else. We look at the location, we look at the value of the building, the land. But what do we look for in our neighbors when we are buying a new property? Remember that when we are purchasing a new house, we should see that, do we have neighbors that are pious? Do we have neighbors that are those that love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As narrated by Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah, the companions once said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so and so woman spends the night in worshipping, she fasts during the day, is a very pious and gives much charity, but she causes harm to her neighbors with her tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no good in her, she is from the people of hellfire. The companions then said, another woman offers obligatory salah, gives cheese in charity, and does not cause anyone harm. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, she is from the people of Jannah. So here we learn that finding good neighbors, pious neighbors, practicing neighbors that offer their salah, that invite us toward good. This is a key aspect when we are relocating or looking for a new house. Some people, unfortunately, living in their neighborhoods, they might disturb their neighbors by throwing rubbish in their way, by using their area without permission. These are all things we should take into consideration. It's further mentioned that a mouse once entered the house of a pious man. His friends advised him to keep a cat in order to catch the mouse. The pious man of Allah said, I fear the mouse will hear the cat and move into my neighbor's house. By doing this, I'll become someone who desires for my neighbor that which I do not desire or like for myself. Treating, caring, looking after our neighbors, making sure we don't block their driveways, making sure that we don't cause them discomfort in any shape or form, making sure that no rubbish goes into their area. This is all taught to us by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So are we a good neighbor? Not only do we want to find good neighbors, but think and reflect upon ourselves. Are we also good neighbors? inshallah azza wa jal, and keep these things in our mind. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And imagine if we all got into the habit of treating our neighbors well, dear viewers. It's also a good habit. Develop this habit, subhanallah. Study the life of our pious predecessors and see through their efforts that they have put in behaving well and good towards their neighbors, they were invited towards Islam. Many of such individuals that weren't Muslims embraced Islam because of the good conduct of their neighbors. From amongst them, we got Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Such pious predecessors. There are some names that I would love to say, dear viewers of Madani Channel, but time is short and there are so many names to take, but these are those pious predecessors that through their akhlaq and their andaz, they won the hearts of many people and they embrace Islam. Good conduct with neighbors. Get into this habit of behaving well with them. Inshallah azza wa jalla, jab ye aadat hum apne neighboron se banayenge to phir apne family walon se hum mazid mohabbat ke sath baat karenge inshallah azza wa jalla. We'll be sweet with them, be kind towards them, be affectionate towards those who are smaller, and those who are smaller of course should be have respect for those who are seniors and elders in society. May Allah Kareem have mercy upon all of us, dear viewers. Let's put a full stop to the evil and bad habits and let's embrace all the good habits inshallah azza wa jalla. Let's instill and engrave this in our children inshallah azza wa jalla. From their infant days, as they are children, program them, teach them namaz, roza, fasting, speaking the truth always, subhanallah, rewarding them upon good acts is like motivating them, and this will become part of their lives as well. It will become their second nature, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Let's make intentions for this to happen. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. We hope that you have enjoyed this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. Ameen. بِجَاهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأَمِينِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.